Perek Dal Mishnah Dalid. We were talking about halachas of the Anshei Maimed that used the fast, and they would daven Shachris, Mincha, and Ne'ilah, and it says Musaf that day, because it was a Yontav, they would say Musaf also. Koyem Sheyesh by Halel, a day that only had Halel and not Musaf, for example, Chanukah, Ein Bo Maimed B'Shachris. They would not have this Mahalach of Maimed, which means that they wouldn't get together and say the special tefillahs. They wouldn't read from Eisei Bereishis by Shachris, because it's Deicha Shabbos. It's Deicha the Maimed by Shachris. Korban Musaf is the day that has the Korban Musaf, like Rosh Chodesh, even though Rosh Chodesh doesn't have Hal Midaraisa. It's only Midik to say Hal, Chatzi Hal on Rosh Chodesh, not even the Rabbanon. It's only Midik. Yeah. So on Korban Musaf, Ein Bo Ne'ilah. It doesn't, since it's a day that has Musaf, it's more of a, some ways more of a Yontif, they wouldn't have this Maimed procedure even by Nila. When it says by Nila, means even by Nila. And I'm sure we did not have Maimed by Musaf itself and not by Mincha. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so the problem is, in the previous Mishnah it says that they would be reading the Maimon by Musaf. In this Mishnah we seem to be saying that it was Yom Sheish from Musaf, they wouldn't say by Nila, and if Kosher came by Musaf, they wouldn't say. It's contradictory. So some of the Rishonim, the Rashi, about the Nuzim, say that the Chiluk is, depends, we saw that the Yisraelim that were Anshei Maimed, there was a certain amount of them that were in Yerushalayim by the Beit Hamikdash itself, and other ones in their cities all over the country. So there are Mishnah that says that if it's a day that's Musaf, they wouldn't say the Maimed by Musaf, is talking about the ones in the Beit Hamikdash, because they were more involved in the Korbanos, whereas the ones that were in the towns, they would have the Maimed even by Musaf. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's other possibilities. We'll go with that shot. Korban Eitzim, a day that they had Korban Eitzim. What was Korban Eitzim? It was a yontif. Families used to have the schus of collecting wood for the marocha, for the fire on the mizbeach. When they finished collecting the amount they needed for that year, they bring it as a korban atonah to the Beit Hamikdash, and they make a yontif that was zeicher to mekayim the mitzvah of bringing Eitzim to the Beit Hamikdash. So that was a yontif for them. And therefore, Ein Boi Bemincha. See Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says that they would not have the, since it was a Yontif, they would not do the Maimed procedure of the Tfilas and Kriyat HaTorah by Mincha. Kamaban Musaf they didn't have. There was no Musaf that day. It wasn't the Yontif. And, So Rabbi Kiva says that they would not have it by Mincha. They would do the Maimed though by Ne'ilah. Amr ben Azai, Kachay of Yeshua, Shayin of Shuma learned, not like you, Koban Musaf, Ein Boi Mincha. If there was a Koban Musaf, then they would not, they would not do the Maimed procedure by Mincha, and not by Musaf, but they would do it by Ne'ilah. Whereas it was a Korban Eitzim, Ein Bo Ne'ilah. It wouldn't have it even by Ne'ilah. So basically the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua is that Rabbi Kiva said that when there was a Korban Eitzim, they wouldn't do the Maimed procedure by Mincha, but they would do it by Ne'ilah. Whereas Ben Azza says the same Rabbi Yeshua, that it was the Yontov of the Korban Eitzim, they would not do the Maimed procedure at all. Because Rabbi Kiva is trying to give an Azai. Rav Kiva eventually agreed to Ben Azai that on the Yoyim of Korban Eitzim they would not have Maimed on both on Mincha and not on Ne'ilah. Yeah, this is the Rav's Pshat, the Rav's Pshat in Rishayim. There's one point that needs clarity, that Yom Shemesh Lo Musaf is a Yontif Natayra. Korban Eitzim is only a yontem for these people. They made a yontem for themselves to celebrate the fact that they were kadamitas, which is not even a fair, not even a drabon. It's a minig they had. So it's coming out a little bit interesting. According to what we're saying is that Kovan Eitzim, they were battled the Maimed by Mincha and by Nila, whereas Yom Shiyesh by Musaf, they didn't have it by Mincha, but they did say by Nila. So coming out there, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that Kovan Eitzim is in some ways they were more stringent about the Yom Tov to Mevat the Maimed than by Kovan Musaf. Rabbi Kiva said the other way around, but this is what Rabbi Yeshua is saying. So the answer is that sometimes since something is more kal, Chachamim wanted to make it more stringent so people should not be mezalzel, and they felt that this was a proper Yom Tov to keep, and therefore they Mevat the Maimed completely. Whereas in a regular Yom Tov, it was enough to Mevat the Maimed by Musaf, and you could keep it by Ne'ilah, and people still will understand the chashivas of that Yom Tov.